I will present here the process of changing the firmware of another product popular on the Polish auction site, this time the Wi-Fi controlled light switch model SmartLED 8044. The purpose of changing the firmware will be to free it from the cloud and pair it with Home Assistant, this time 100% locally. I will put here the full GPIO template of this device generated by my flasher based on the Tuya configuration partition. Product purchase. The product was bought in several pieces by one of our forum members, for whom I only changed the firmware in this switch, actually in the switches, because I got some to rework the firmware so that he could connect them locally with HA. Thank you for sharing your play equipment. Below is a screenshot of the auction. PLN 54 is a good price for a product that we can get with free shipping in the right package within 2 days, even at a parcel locker. We also have a choice of color here, as well as a similar version with 2 or 3 buttons. The model name is 1XCLY701G or 8044. Parameters. Let's see what we get in the kit. There are screws for mounting and the switch. Interior 8044. I skipped the tests with the Tuya application. This has been discussed on the forum many times. I will only briefly present the interior and then show the specific procedure for changing the firmware and the GPIO template. We undermine the front. Inside there is a CBU, a module based on the BT Wi-Fi BK7231N chip. Here is its specification. On the board, I also see AMS11173.3V, which converts 5V to 3.3V for the Wi-Fi module, and a touch button controller, RH6016C. You can also see places for 2 more circuits for the other 2 touch buttons. Here is the CBU itself. Even without looking at the Tuya documentation, you can guess where the power is. You can see the 100 nanofarads SMD decoupling capacitor and the power supply. We have a BP2525 power supply here again. The photo also shows one of the 3 relay transistors, SMD code J3Y. Firmware changes. We're playing Open Beacon. It will provide us with a Tasmota style experience and compatibility with its ecosystem, to some extent. Compatibility with its JSON format, some commands, and with the Tasmota device group system. We flash with the flasher, through the converter to USB and UART, according to the README. CBU pinout we have here. In addition, I made a graphic showing what and how to connect. This flasher can download the latest OBK release by itself. We just solder 3.3V, ground, RX, and TX. Perform a power cycle and wait for the end of the upload. There is no philosophy here. No blocked RX-TX line, no Tuya MCU, no need to desolder anything, no problems. I got the configuration like this. Template. Summary. Changing the firmware here was seamless. You just have to do 4 February and off you go. The product is relatively cheap, as for our Polish market. The distributor also has to earn money. Fast delivery, for parcel lockers, nothing to complain about. After uploading the OBK, you can read the tutorials from our Electroda.com channel. I would like to add that I recently removed the configuration of Tuya devices with my flasher, which also speeds up the work. I already linked the details in the thread. A reader gave me some of these switches to be processed, also in a triple and double version, so if something surprises me inside them, I will soon complete the topic or place a separate topic about its related version, probably the 8046 model.